Thank you for contacting provider services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Provider. Provider.
If you are... Sorry, I did not understand your response. If you are a Keystone First provider, say Keystone.
CHC.
If you are an AmeriHealth... If you are a Medicaid provider, say Medicaid. If you are a Medicare provider, say Medicare. If you are a Community Health Choices provider, say CHC. Or if you are a CHIP provider, say CHIP provider.
CHC.
That's CHC. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. How may I help you? Say things like claim status, prior authorization, claim payment, or check eligibility.
Speak with a service coordinator.
All right. To help you further, please say or enter your MPI. Sorry, I did not understand your response. Please say or enter your 10-digit MPI. Sorry, I did not understand your response. Let's transfer you to a representative for assistance.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Provider Services. My name is Carissa. May I have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Dina. I'm reaching out from Family First Care in regards to a
Dina?
Member.
Mm-hmm. First initial to your last name, Dina?
A is an Adam.
Call back telephone number?
267-551-7429.
Is there extension?
No.
MPI? Yeah.
Can I provide the tax ID or provider number?
Provider number is fine.
307-82894.
And you said the name of the office?
Family First Care, LLC.
Thank you. Last four tax ID?
3555.
Now the participant, remember ID number, please?
Mm-hmm. That number is, hold on, 001-950-8696.
What's the member's name and date of birth?
Alita Lee. Date of birth is 5/23/1973.
All right, now you're calling for claim status or eligibility and benefits?
I'm calling to speak with the service coordinator.
All right, so you need a service coordinator's contact information?
I have her contact information, but I haven't been able to reach her directly, so.
I mean, we would just provide the same telephone number to you. Are you trying to get, do you want to get in contact with the supervisor then?
Yes,
or?
Please. Yeah, I'll take down their number.
All right, one moment, please. Can I place you on a brief hold?
Sure.
Schedule a mammogram. Do you have asthma? Using a control medicine can help you stay out of the emergency room. Talk to your doctor about controller medicines today. As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked. Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poisoning? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2. Do you think you're pregnant? Call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby. All children over age 2 need yearly well child checkups with their doctor. Call today to make checkup appointments for all your children. Women over the age of 18 need a special test to check for cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor about a Pap test. If you're diabetic, is your A1C below 7? If not, call your doctor today to find out simple ways you can get your diabetes under control. All children and adults should have a dental checkup at least once a year. Call today to make dental appointments for everyone in your family.
Thank you for holding and being patient. So the service coordinator that you're trying to contact, is that Bianca?
Mm-hmm.
Baptiste?
Yeah.
Okay. So her supervisor's name is Michael Cole. However, I only have an email address that's showing. I don't have a phone number.
Okay. That's right. I'll take that down.
It is M. Cole, C-O-L-E, at KeystoneFirstCHC.com.
Okay, thank you.
You're quite welcome. Is there anything else that I can assist you with, this member?
No, that's all.
Thank you for calling Keystone First Community Health Choices. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.